T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Foodstuffs with me, Radio's Tim Convy. It's brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke, one in the Del Mar Loop, where I went this weekend, and another down in Southampton.
Apparently, another place that you went this weekend, well, you were at the Funny Bone all weekend performing with Ben Glebe. Tammy called and said you rocked the karaoke stage at the Funny Bone after the shows.
Yeah, I did a lot of karaoke this weekend.
Oh, they do karaoke there after?
Well, so there's the Backstreet Jazz and Blues Bar, which is like a little dive bar right behind the Funny Bone, and they do karaoke on the weekends, and Ben Glebe and I... We owned that stage, I'm not going to lie to you.
I really want you to take a picture of yourself and how you were holding the microphone.
When I was singing
most
karaoke?
Most people hold it. You had it, like, between your fingers.
Yeah, it's sort of, you know, it's just this
the
thing
rock star.
Kind of a signature movie. Yeah, if you're watching on Instagram Live right now, you can see how I do it. I'm holding the mic like it right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's like between your fingers, your ring finger and your middle finger.
Should I post some of that, me doing Springsteen?
I think so.
I
think so.
It was his ring finger and his pinky finger.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was bizarre, and it didn't look comfortable.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Made your teeth hurt a little bit.
Food stuff.
You know me so well, Jen.
At Courtney & Co. Y98, you can check that out and check out this segment live right now. Okay, so part of Food Stuff's always is me telling you guys, oh, look, this is the new thing's coming out. This is the new thing they're trying. It's some interesting, fun things. But a lot of times it's just like Oreo's got a new flavor,
yes,
or Doritos combined, you know, flavor, stuff like this. These are both pretty significant, okay? Number one, it is, in fact, Starbucks. Here's the deal. You can buy a cup this month for $40, okay? A real cool Starbucks cup.
Ooh, tell me more.
And guess what?
You're going to like it.
It's a 16-ounce tumbler, $40, but you can get it filled with free hot coffee or hot tea every single day in January.
Oh, yeah. I'm big on... I made a lot of stops at Starbucks this weekend.
Me too.
For hot tea, I just need something warm to drink all the time, and I have it all the money loaded up on my app, so it's like, it's not money.
Yeah, right.
And that's a good investment, because a coffee costs about $2.50, so you go to Starbucks,
that's
16,
a good deal.
16 times and you break even.
Now, what's your new thing that you're obsessed with there?
The chai tea latte.
Yes.
With almond milk.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's real, real good.
Okay.
And I tried the Christmas one, the one that tastes like a Christmas
it was fine.
Tree. It's fine.
Juniper
that,
latte.
Just very sweet.
That chai tea latte is a kind of a game
changer.
So get in there now. Spend your $40 and you're
it's
drinking for free.
It's a good gift idea for somebody.
It really is.
Yeah.
For me. I'm going to buy it for myself.
And this one, I think even more significant. Brace yourselves. Life is never going to be the same after I tell you about this. There's been some leaks. McDonald's, they've been trying this out in a few places, and apparently it's gone so well, they're fast-tracking it, and it is joining McDonald's menus all over the country in January.
Oh, it's like it's been so positive.
Yep. You ready for this?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Bacon cheese fries.
Oh, yeah.
At McDonald's. That's reserved for just certain places.
That don't have good fries, so they cover it with a bunch of gunk.
Right.
Because their fries don't taste good.
But here's the thing. You have to eat McDonald's
Scrooge
fries right
here.
Away. I mean, you don't want to wait until you go home. So that's perfect, too, because cheese fries you need to eat immediately.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not my thing.
Oh, I'm all about it. That sounds good.
I don't like bacon added to every single thing we eat.
Why?
I just don't.
Not love life?
I love bacon, but I don't like bacon on things. Like different, although I do love a bacon wrapped date or water chestnut. Mm-hmm. Those
oh, wow.
are fine.
Oh, yeah. Donald Trump over here.
That's me.
Bacon wrapped date?
You That's know, intense. You get them as appetizers
yeah,
at
yeah.
Christmas parties and such. They're delicious.
I can't relate.
I made Brussels sprouts with bacon in the Instant Pot this weekend.
That totally works.
It was really good.
Now, because I usually like it a little burnt, the Brussels sprouts. Were you able to get them a little charred?
The bacon, there's a saute feature on your Instapot. And so you crisp up the bacon first.
Nice.
It was good.
When am I going to start benefiting more from this Instapot?
There were leftovers, but I ate them. So, I don't know.
Classic.
When she starts making stuff that's not great.
When she doesn't like something, we get the leftovers.
Yeah, that's true.
Food stuff.
That casserole was great, though. Ben was talking about the casserole on stage this weekend.
It was
pretty funny.
He's on stage?
Well, he mentioned it in the story about how we spelled his name wrong. He's like, they were so nice. I had a great time. Super funny. They fed me casserole. And then Ben Gottlieb. They put up Ben Gottlieb on the website.
Sorry, Ben.
And finally, man, raw cookie dough. I guess with the holidays coming up, the CDC issued a warning saying you should not eat raw cookie dough.
Saying we're the fun police.
I know.
Don't have any fun.
What's the story? I thought that it was okay to do it.
It is not.
Is it just because the eggs?
If you buy pasteurized eggs, well, I tell myself I'm safe.
I don't eat cookie dough, so it doesn't matter.
It's an issue with the flour, not the eggs, apparently.
You don't eat cookie dough?
I don't like cookie dough.
Oh.
But, I like chocolate. When you make chocolate frosting, I do like that.
This thing says raw eggs. Their whole deal is raw eggs. It said
brownie batter is
consuming
delicious.
Raw dough extends beyond. It's not just cookies. It's all this other stuff. But it can cause salmonella. The eggs can cause salmonella, but the everything, I guess, E. coli and other things.
Old Sal.
In 2016, 63 people were infected following a breakout of E. coli. I like those odds. 63 people all over the country.
That's not bad.
From raw cookie dough.
Yeah, you want me to not eat cookie dough because 63 people got sick?
I mean, think about how many people practice, in their kitchen is not clean. More than 63 people.
Yeah, that's a really good point, too. Yeah.
So, really? I think I'm okay.
We're not telling. No. Don't blame us if you get sick eating cookie dough. But.
And if you do, you just get a start on your New Year's resolution to lose weight.
That's right.
So look out for cookie dough.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.